Yeah, look, there's. I asked the question why the increase come from 3 to 9 months for waiting time for the National Treatment Purchase Fund, and I discovered then that there was a shortfall of funding this year compared to last year of 40 million for the National Treatment Purchase Fund. I find that astonishing because it's a quite a good pathway for people who've been on the waiting list for quite a long time to get their treatment done. And when we look at the National Treatment Purchase Fund's own figures for last year, there was 2,523 patients waiting treatments, and that was a 72% increase on 2024 of 1,461 patients. And I can only think that with the shortfall this year of 40 million, the National Treatment Purchase Fund, that this is going to extend the waiting times for people who are waiting for much needed surgeries and procedures to be carried out. I think that's terrible. And I raised that today. I know that we would rather have all this work done within our local hospitals. But unfortunately, as we know, and we've seen from last month's Regional Health Forum meeting, that the waiting times are increasing due to the demand that accident emergency and a lot of inpatients and outpatients procedures are being cancelled. So this is further dismal news, I think, for people who are on the waiting list, and I hope we can get it sorted soon.
In the response you got, they have said that the focus is going to be on prioritising those who've been waiting the longest, which in one light is good that those people will be seen to, but 40 million is a significant reduction in funding. And it means that the people who aren't being seen to now are going to face as long of a wait as those who are finally getting seen to, that are being prioritised.
Yeah, look, you know, that would be okay if it was we had the same funding as we had last year and year before to target the waiting list and those who are longest on the list, and that's what we had hoped for. But when you're 40 million short this year compared to last year, then I would argue strongly that that won't speed up those who are waiting the longest. Again, I think the waiting lists are going to be extended and the waiting times are going to be extended, and we're going to have, in a very short period of time, a lot more people waiting longer for the procedures that they need.
In your discussions in the meeting, was there any indication if the funding will be restored for next year or if this is going to be the new norm?
No, unfortunately, there was nobody there from the National Office of the National Transport or the National Treatment Purchase Fund. And I mean, it's something that I will maybe write to them and ask them and see if we get some clarity on that. Is this just a 1 year off reduction, or will this reduction continue in the years ahead?